If you've been told to pull up your socks, then make sure it's a pair of TNT socks. The TNT shop is now open at TNTRadio.live. Kate Shimarani on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Well, it's Sunday and I'm Kate Shimarani, your host for the next hour, and I'll be joined shortly by my good friend, the forensic nurse, Rachel Seller. If you want to tell me any of your medical crimes in tyrannical times, please do email me, Kate Shimarani at TNTRadio.live, and we will cover it, I can assure you. Well, what's going on in my beautiful home country, England, my England? I am indeed an English rose. Well, there's lots going on, I can tell you right now. We've had this whole thing with the sexualizing of our kids, where the World Health Organization is telling the schools, I believe, or it'd be the councils that are running the education, that they've got to teach children as young as four about, you know, pleasuring themselves. I mean, this is sick. It's twisted. Why are any of you even putting up with it? Take your kids out of the schools. That's what you need to do. It's just disgusting. I had four children. They're young adults now. And I wouldn't even let mine do sex ed when they were in primary school and they wanted to do it. They were in a church school, a village school. And I took it all the way to the church and also let my disgust known to the council. We see all of this with the drag queens. Why do children need to see anything like that? And if you're taking your kids to any of this, or you're even thinking it's okay to, you know, teach Johnny and Jane how to roll a condom over a banana. Yes, they were teaching children that, telling them how, with models how to pleasure themselves. You're sick in the mind. And if you see anything sexual in your child, you're also sick in the mind. It's a mental illness. Sort yourselves out. There was a time when you'd have had your kids taken off you. But now you're all going along with it, virtual signaling, because you're weak ass. And you blokes out there, if you've got your woman who's going along with it, sort it out. Parenting's, you know, it's a double thing. You know, say it, this is wrong. This is wrong. Be that change, be that one. We've also seen Dr. Batardai, an amazing man, and he was a surgeon. He was in the military, he was in the special forces, as I understand it. He died, it was announced yesterday. And he did look a shadow of his former self when he did his last interview a few days ago. And he said there was five different snake venoms in his blood. And he'd been in intensive care with myocarditis, pericarditis. That's inflammation of the heart muscle. What an amazing man. And I am Christian. He's now with the Lord. So thank the Lord for everything that he's done. We've seen This Morning TV with Holly Willoughby and Stuart Schofield. He's now leaving that. You know, I find it very difficult to believe. There's a saying, and it's from many years ago in the UK. And it was, you're judged by those you hang with. And people would be hanged at Tyburn, a three-legged mare. It was the first structure you saw when you entered London at Tyburn. And then eventually they built like a gallows things there. And the Reformation of the church was where they had all the martyrs of Tyburn were all hung, drawn and quartered there. It would be a day of great celebration, the day of the hangings and public holiday. And whoever was headlining there. And if you, you know, were very brave and gave a good speech, the crowd would cheer you. And if you cried or wet yourself, whatever, they'd jeer you. But that's where the saying comes from, judged by those you hang with. I find it very difficult to believe that all those people in that studio didn't know what Stuart's deviance was. I call it a deviance. Didn't know what he was doing, allegedly some kind of intimate affair with a young man when he was a runner, allegedly, I say. But I know what my mates are doing. I know what my mates, what fellas they like, etc. So how can you spend that much time? But now we're going to see the fallout. He's left and it'll be all pushing ahead to protect the others that are working their brands. I don't have a TV. That's exactly why. Why do I need to fill my garbage? Fill my head with that garbage? I don't. Now, moving on, I'm going to call these pro-vaxxers domestic terrorists, because that's what they're calling people that are standing up and saying, I'm anti-vax. We saw these rallies in London where a lady stood up and I'm sorry that her husband's injured and died. And I'm sorry that she's injured. And she says, we're not anti-vax. We're just anti-COVID vax. Well, I don't see how anyone can say I'm not anti all vaccines, just anti-COVID vax, because they're made by the same people. And they're using the needle as a weapon. It breaches the integrity of your body. If you saw someone coming down a train track, let's say you were waiting on the platform, and this does happen, you see it in London, and someone came at you down the platform with a big knife, you'd run away. Someone came at you with a gun, you'd run away. If someone came at you with a big syringe, like you see in these movies, you'd run away. Somebody comes at you with a syringe with a pair of vinyl gloves on and a mask and a lanyard around their neck. You trust them. You trust them with something that's got the ability to end your life right then and there with an anaphylactic reaction, end your life shortly afterwards, certainly shorten your life with what's in it. You don't even ask them what's in it. Actually, do ask them. Ask these nurses and doctors, because most of them don't even know. We're going to tell you what's in them in a minute, but you would run away, but it's okay to take your beautiful child to the sacrificial altar of Moloch and go, oh, there you are. Inject it with Lord knows what. Well, let me just give you a little bit of history here, because I'm going to start calling them that, domestic terrorists. Let's turn it back at them. They're telling us that because they are a danger to humanity. Every man, woman, and child is at danger from these. And we saw this with all these COVID shots, nurses getting paid extra. I know a load of nurses, I've said it on this show, didn't want to have it themselves, didn't want their kids to have it, but were working in these vaccine clinics for extra money, blood money, 30 pieces of silver. And I'll tell you what goes up comes down. 93% function of your DNA is light and sound transmission and reception. You better believe it. You better be begging the Lord for forgiveness. But anyway, let's just talk about something here. There was an anti-vaccination rally, November 13th, 1919, outside City Hall in Canada. And the signs that people were holding up, stop the slaughter of the innocents, protect against compulsory vaccination. Yep, right then and there. They've been at this for a long, long time. So let's just look at something here. If you look all through history where you have any of the outbreaks of these so-called diseases, that they come at you with these weapons of mass destruction, you've always got loads of filth, poor sanitation, poor food, overcrowding, poor ventilation, and you get the lot. It all comes. So why do the doctors do it? Well, let's look at this, what George Bernard Shaw said. The preface to The Doctor's Dilemma. Doctors are just like other Englishmen. Most of them have no honor, no conscience. And what they commonly mistake for these is sentimentality and an intense dread of doing anything that anybody else does not do, or omitting to do anything that everybody else does. Well, what does that mean? Well, look at the doctors that have spoken out, Dr. Bottar, the nurses, myself. They come after you. They take your license away. Not that I want their license, trust me. It'd be like knocking on the door of an execution chamber and saying, can I have my job back? No, thanks. You know, look what happens. Look how they ridicule you. It's interesting because Dr. Malhotra, a cardiologist, I'm gonna give it from my stance here. You know, he was very, very respected. But the minute it comes out against the vaccine, now he's getting slammed everywhere. I'd like to interview you, Dr. Malhotra, because I'd like to know how you feel, because you did tell people to get that injection. And as a result, possibly, many people might have been injured. Many might have lost their lives. I'd really like to, on a personal front, ask you about that. How are you feeling? But at least he's come out and said it now. Most doctors do continue to practice with indifference, comfortable indifference, because they've got a mortgage, Johnny and Jane's in private school, got their wife's, you know, nice car, a four-wheel drive Merc, and everything else. Some see the errors and the damage and the limits of their practice, but they still walk lockstep with the herd and practice the brotherhood. Oh, yes, they do. Well, I'm going to read you a couple of little things. This is where I'm getting it from, a wonderful book, Dissolving Illusions. I would advocate that you all get it. And all you nurses out there, all you nurses that are spouting, get this. And I've rang up and down the country speaking to vaccine teams when they're going into the schools to do the nasal flu shot. And they come on the phone, they don't know what's in it. And I can tell you, when I did my nurse training, I didn't know what was in them. They told us it was a little bit of the virus, weakened or dead, or some antibodies. You know, I scoff at myself now, at my sheer ignorance. I never learned how to be a real nurse. till I got cancer. And then I learned how to be a nurse. And if you want to be a nurse, britishnursingalliance@mail.com, you email, because we will do this. Now, in Victorian England, the average age of death among the urban poor was 15 to 16 years old. This is a really interesting piece of information, and this kind of sums up why they all got sick. In 1750, 15% of the population lived in towns. By 1880, a staggering 80% was urban. In 1801, one in five workers was employed in manufacturing and linked occupations. By 1871, that had climbed to two in three. The largest city in the Western world, London, had about 800,000 inhabitants in 1801. By 1841, its population had grown by a further million. And at the death of Queen Victoria in 1901, the heart of the empire, London, contained 7 million inhabitants, and it's much more now, and about half of them are arriving on dinghies, but their luggage follows them later, and they're all put in hotels. And meanwhile, our veterans are sleeping on the streets. I just thought I'd get that bit in. Anyway, so you can go through. Let's look at typhoid fever. Like cholera and dysentery, typhoid fever was a disease that evolved out of improper sanitation and defective civilization. If you look at one piece of literature I was reading, we saw measles was eradicated between 1900 and 1961 by 98% in one country, and the vaccine didn't come until 1963. On that trajectory, you could hypothesize that it's going to be eradicated altogether. So, you know, for you nurses out there that are sitting, listening and calling me names, go and educate yourselves, then come back. We'll have a debate here on air. In fact, any of you out there, you want a debate? You can debate me. I'll bring you on the show. We'll have a full-on debate about it. Let me bring my mob and you can bring your mob and we'll see how that goes. We'll bring us, the true anti-vaxxers, the real nurses, against you lot. I'm calling you lot. You a pro-vaccine mob, you domestic terrorists. Anyway, I'm going to talk about what's in them because I think that's only fair and right. So I'm going to bring on now my good friend, the forensic nurse, Rachel Seller. Well, Rachel, welcome to the Kate Shemarani Show, Medical Crimes in Tyrannical Times, and the title was inspired by Rachel. Welcome.
Thank you so much, sister. It's an honor to be here.
We're very privileged to have you. Rachel, you and I both know that there are aluminium, mercury, both neurotoxins, viruses, funguses, mold, bacteria. And there's something else in these vaccines that has absolutely no reason to be in there. Other than it's a blood ritual. Tell us about that actual blood ritual. Tell us about it. And listen, if you've got your Sunday dinner on or you've got your quass on and your gob, you know what I'm like? I just talk about it. I've not even mentioned vagina yet on this show, but it's going to get ugly. And we're going to be talking about some really horrible stuff. We're going to tell you. Wait till we get onto the aborted fetal cell lines and how they do that. Rachel, tell us about that blood ritual.
Okay, well, first you can follow along with me by going to trackingvaccinations.com and you can go control F and hit bovine serum. So there's 10% fetal bovine serum in the COVID shot. Okay, I'm reading their internal notes. I have it right here. The fetal bovine serum is actually extracted from the fetal cow on the slaughterhouse floor while the heart is still beating. They puncture a large needle into the heart and they suck the blood out. And this is how they're growing the virus seed stocks. And all virus seed stocks are grown in HeLa cells, by the way. Sounds like hell, but it's Henrietta Lacks' most aggressive cancer in the world. It was her cervical cancer. So this is all a satanic blood ritual. And even in Leviticus in the Bible, it tells us that mother and baby, whether it be cow or ewe, would not to be slaughtered on the same day. So this is the infectious cow blood contained in all vaccines. So the spongiform encephalopathies, the mad cow disease, if you will, that's transmissible from animal to human. So the cow blood that's in these vaccines is transmitting this. And you wonder why people, you know, have gone mad.
And just to say, cancer in the UK is one in two. And all of the oncologists are reporting a massive increase. Of course they are, because they've got similar stuff in those COVID shots. And do you ever see the royals or anybody else wheeling their kids out. They don't give their kids these shots. It's just for you peasants. That's what it's for. It's not for we, but it is for thee. And actually, just to say, Boris Johnson's having his 8th child with Carrie, his baby mama. You're not to have any more because we're overpopulated and you're not to drive your cars, but they are. They're just spewing them all out and you're getting told not to. But anyway, you know, Rachel, go on from there. So we know that, I mean, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. There's no rhyme or reason to put that, but it is a blood ritual, like you say. Tell us about, and listen, if I just suddenly interrupt, it's because we've got to have a break in a minute and get our sponsors. But tell us about MRC5, WI38. So for you nurses out there that go, oh, there's not that in it, you need to do your research. They're not going to write from an aborted fetus. They're going to write MRC5, WI38. It's in there. Hang on, let's just go for a break actually right now first, and then let's give you the floor when we come back. You're listening to TNT Radio Live.
You should hear what Greg Maybury is talking about.
One of the key points I hear raised by many people out there that are aware of some of the great transforming events and developments of our time, and what they might hold in store for us if we don't act in some way, shape or form to protect our future, is that people want to hear of some solutions and not be pounded with endless reports of gloom and doom, and from there protect our own and our children's future. My thinking all along is that there's still a lot of work to be done in order to alert folks to the threats that await us under the broad banner of the so-called Great Reset. I'm constantly reminded of this in my daily interactions with people. Now, we can hardly begin to speak to people, though, about solutions if they don't fully grasp the gravity of those threats and how we might respond to them, and from there motivate them to somehow respond in kind. They would simply not see any need, in my view, to react or respond or behave any differently or think any differently from where they are at that point in time.
The No-Fly Zone with Greg Maybury on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tess Laurie, and I'd like to invite you to this year's Better Way Conference. Join more than 50 international speakers and our host, Neil Oliver, as they unveil how we can take back our health, freedom, and sovereignty. Watch inspiring, empowering, uplifting live conversations and attend workshops with world-renowned health professionals, activists, and journalists. This year's speakers include James Corbett, Matthias Desmet, Laura Abeli, Dr. Pia Khoury, Dr. Jessica Rose, and Vera Sharav. We'll be discussing solutions to the World Health Organization monopoly power grab, fake food, the climate agenda, artificial intelligence and transhumanism, big pharma corruption, and much, much more. If you are questioning the events of the last 3 years and want to be part of real and positive change, come to the Better Way Conference in the first weekend of June. You can attend online or in person in the historic UK city of Bath. Join us, brothers and sisters. Be part of this growing international community with a vision for a better way. Join the warriors fighting to save humanity and our planet. Visit betterwayconference.org for tickets and information. Your ticket purchase supports the groundbreaking work of the World Council for Health. See you there.
Proudly supported by TNT Radio.
You're listening to Kate Shimarani on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
And I'm talking to Rachel Seller, the forensic nurse. And I do hope that you join us at the Better Way Conference because I'm going to be there. Yep, you can stand next to me. Oh, yeah, I might even let you touch me. I am real. Well, we're talking about the lie that is vaccines. It's a very dangerous subject to talk about. It's seen over, I believe it's over about 250 deaths, probably more now, of doctors and nurses, just like the cancer industry, that'll get you killed. Erin Elizabeth, partner of Dr. Joe McCullough, Health Not News, she's done a whole investigation into this. And it's very interesting when you look at it, you know, died of 2 gunshot wounds to the head. What, he pulled the trigger, blew half his head off, and then he decided to have another go. Or died of 2 gunshot wounds to the chest. And there was lots of the ones where drowned, but managed to drag themselves up the riverbank a little bit and took their last breaths at the side whilst out jogging. Yep, that's exactly what they do. It's left there as a threat. Well, we're talking about vaccines. I just want to throw this little bit in here. The US Civil War of 1861 to 1865, a lot of these people were, these soldiers, they were suffering from extreme nutritional deficiencies. So that makes you wide open to infection. There was lots of filth. And those who were killed in actual battle or who died as a result of their wounds accounted for only 1% of the total deaths. 1%. And if you think this is not a war that we're in, it is. It's an asymmetrical war. And, you know, no blood shall be spilt, no weapon shall be fired, fourth generation warfare. They're grinding you down and the food is not real food anymore. So let's bring Rachel back in. Rachel, we were just about to talk about those immortalized cell lines. Immortalized, folks, it means that as your immunity dips because you're eating crap food, you're not sleeping, you can't heat your houses, you're watching Netflix and you're spending all your lolly on unimportant garbage. What it means is that those immortalized cell lines then will just keep on dividing till it becomes a tumor and your immunity is so rubbish because you haven't got any vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, and your liver's so toxic, you can't generate an immune response. So what does that mean? It means cancer. Rachel, tell us about the immortalized cell lines.
So MRC5 stands for Medical Research Council 5. It's the code name for the lung tissue from the male aborted fetus. This is a cancer cell line, brothers and sisters. It was always in the vaccine insert. All you had to do was read the ingredients. So not only that, but there's also the HEK293. This is the female aborted tissue. This is in the COVID-19 vaccination. HEK stands for human embryonic kidney. 293. This is a cancer cell line. The first video I ever did was called Cancer Lace Vaccines, because when I started reading the inserts, the Lord showed me it was right there in front of your face, but it uses the crafty language. So this is devil science. And they've been telling us all along what's in the shot. So if you want to follow along, you can go to the forensicnurse.org, click on the vaccine tab, and you'll see all the ingredients there. So the HeLa cells, like I mentioned before, and it even sounds like hell, that's Henrietta Lacks cancer. Let's see, what else do we want to talk about? Do you want to get into the insect cells or just the fetal tissue right
get into all of it, Rachel, because there's people going to be listening to this and they're going to be, you know, you've got the nurses saying, oh, you need, Johnny and Jane need to come for their Lord knows how many vaccines now. Otherwise, you know, they could catch this and die. They lie. First of all, they lie because they don't know. And actually, you nurses, it tells you in your code of professional conduct, advocate for your patient first. So if you're saying it's safe, where are you getting that information from? Because no vaccine's ever been proven safe. No vaccine's ever been proven effective. And no two vaccines have ever been tested together for their efficacy. So you know what? You can email me. You can come on the show. Bring it on. Me and Rachel will be on the other side. We'll give you a good show. Come on, Rachel. Go for it.
Okay. So what they're doing is using code names. So let's take, for example, the Merck, the 2015, okay, HPV vaccine, which is a human papilloma. It'll tell you in the 2016 version, it has insect cells, okay, bacterial cell proteins. When they say yeast protein, that means mold. That's fungus, all right? So what they're doing is they're taking recombinant human albumin. That is the protein from blood, from human blood. They recombined it with mold and yeast that expresses human blood proteins on its surface. So your recombinant vaccines, when it uses that word, it's combining human blood with mold. It's combining human blood with blood of cow. And it tells you right in Pfizer's internal document on SlideShare, if you type in Pfizer BioNTech on SlideShare, it tells you exactly what they're putting in there. 10% fetal bovine serum. So again, that's the infectious cow blood. The other thing that they're putting in there is the mutant neon green in the COVID-19 shot. So when they see it light up green under the microscope, these are the lipid hydrogels, the nanotechnology, the self-assembling nanostructures that are in there. So again, go to SlideShare and type in BioNTech, and it tells you that it's HEK293P cells were seeded and transfected with the S protein, spike protein, but it has letter S for Satan in parentheses. So you need to read the ingredients, okay? Like everything was always right there in front of your face. Aluminum, acetone, human serum albumin, monosodium glutamate, which is a neurotoxin. Listen to this, SF9 cells. SF9 is the fall armyworm cells and flu block, this year's flu shot. Fall armyworm cells are known to contain 30 different type of parasite larvae in them. Aluminum salts glue together foreign proteins like yeast and human papillomavirus, and that's what forms these plaquey structures in the vessels that clog up the vessels in your brain, this foreign protein. So made in God's image, the way God created us, fearfully and wonderfully made, is now being transformed. Okay. So they're telling you that they are hacking that. Yuval Noah Harari is the World Economic Forum doctor, and he calls people hackable, trackable animals. So
we call him a terrorist, a domestic terrorist.
This is what is happening in Revelation chapter 18, verse 23. The Bible tells us, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. The sorcery is the Greek word for pharmakia. Pharmakia is the drugs, the spells, and the potions. If you do not have a relationship with God, the creator, if you do not have a Bible, this is the time to get right with God, because you're not going to be able to see this stuff if you have a veil over your eyes, if you're blind and deaf from following idols, idols of science, and all this stuff. So they become a new creation with this COVID-19 shot, because made in God's image is no longer the same. They're called homogenesis Borg, that basically you're a hackable, trackable animal with this. And you've downloaded corrupted operating system into your body. So Moderna calls it the software of life. So we're corrupting God's creation and mixing blood of cow and the flesh and blood of aborted humans, right? So then that becomes cannibalism. And all of this, what it does is sets you up for disease. From the day that the babies are born, they're injecting them and infecting them with cancer cell lines, genetically modified yeast, which grows inside your body, and the human blood proteins, which cause autoimmune disease. So when your body sees your own blood protein, the albumin, it will now start to attack itself. That's why we see Hashimoto thyroid, autoimmune disorders, all kinds, any kind of disease and medical condition can really...
Multiple sclerosis. I believe they put Epstein-Barr virus in one of the vaccines I was looking up. And that goes and hides in your thyroid, your B cells, in your thyroid and your myelin sheath. And then when it's active, then you start, your own body will then attack that. And so your own body attacks your myelin sheath. You don't show that you've got MS, your myelin sheath's gone, until you're 70% down. And one study they looked, and at autopsy, the lesions on the brain tested 100% for Epstein-Barr virus. Rachel, you know, it's interesting because it's like a multi-cluster bomb. You've got the aluminium and the mercury that go through the blood-brain barrier because they put the polysorbital 80, but you and I both know you've got the Wi-Fi, 2.45 gigahertz to 5.8 gigahertz will open your blood-brain barrier. Now, we also know, and we've covered it on this show, and people, you know, I laugh when they call me a conspiracy theorist. I'm calling you a domestic terrorist now. I'm going to call you what you are. Let's not call it anything else anymore. The point is, when you hit viruses, funguses, fungus, mold, bacteria, when you hit this with 60 gigahertz and up, in an attempt to survive, it will proliferate. And this is what we're seeing. So if you're eating this, you're getting injected with this, you're getting sprayed with this. If your immunity is no good, then you're going to get sick. And this is why we saw people using, which neither Rachel and I advocate, the hydroxychloroquine and the ivermectin. That's why it worked, because it's an antiparasitic. But we're going to get on to, in the last portion of the show, we're going to talk about natural solutions as the Lord intended. So Rachel, there's something in these vaccines, and people laughed at me. We're talking about all vaccines, folks. People laughed at me, but you can go and find it as we did. You can find it. And it was Dubois, who was born in the 1800s, who found this luminescent enzyme, and he named it luciferase. And that's in shots, and you can find it. Tell us all about that, Rachel.
Okay, so if you want to follow along, go to pubchem.com and type in Lucifer and see what comes up. This is the dirty stuff that, they play with in the lab. So the luciferase, and I'm reading right here from the internal notes from Pfizer. This is on SlideShare, BioNTech. M neon green. And mutant neon green is what it's called. And they're inserting this into frame 7 of the viral genome. All right. So they have engineered this to get inside your operating system, your sacred code that God has given you, and illuminate a neon green color that can be seen under the microscope. So it's not the mark of the beast, but it is a mark. So God gave us this sacred code of instructions in our DNA. And any attempt to alter that is no longer made in God's image. It's been transformed into a new creation. And that's what we're seeing with this mutant neon green. And the word mutagenesis, so Genesis is life. Mutagenic means cancerous. Right here in their notes, it tells you mutagenesis. All you have to do is read the ingredients, brothers and sisters.
Lord, give me eyes to see. Yep. Eyes to see and ears to hear. And you are being deceived. You're being deceived because you're following fake idols. You're going to your doctor and you're putting your health in their hands and expecting your years of hammering your body with garbage to be fixed with a petroleum-based pill or having this. You think that by having all of this, it's going to save you. And while you carry on doing all of the assault on your body, it's right there. If you start looking, don't be blind, folks. I trusted when I had my children and, because I was a nurse and because my sister's a nurse and because, you know, I was there as a nurse with the doctors and they were giving me special care and my premature babies, when they only weighed 5 pounds, 6 and 4 pounds, they gave them an adult dose of TB. And my both my twins have got health issues. And I did that through ignorance because I put my faith in idols when I should have put it in myself, therefore the Lord. And, you know, it's incredible, isn't it, Rachel, that we can see it. And we're both nurses. So, Rachel, tell us about all of these things once they go into the body. Incidentally, just throwing in here, Thessalonians in the Bible, it's in there, but Dr. John Macht of the Johns Hopkins University, author of over 6 books, 900 science papers. There's a science award in his honor. He went on to prove that scripture was indeed correct. There's a reason they put these things in the vaccines because it's everything that's listed in scripture we shouldn't have. What do you say about that, Rachel?
Well, in Psalm 106:39, it says, "Thus were they defiled with their own works and went a whoring with their own inventions." Nothing has changed from now to previous generations. People have put their trust blindly in the idols of science and their own inventions instead of trusting God, because all of this is biowarfare. And like I said before, in Leviticus 22:28, the Bible mentioned, whether it be cow or sheep, that you shall not kill both in one day. And what do? They puncture the heart of the fetal cow, the baby. It's not even a baby, it's a fetus, while it's still inside the mother, and they're both dying on the slaughterhouse floor, pumping the blood out of it. And so in 1 Corinthians 3:17, it says, "If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy, and you are the temple." So brothers and sisters, the life of the flesh is in the blood. And this is a very sacred thing. So it's just the reason people can't see this and have eyes to see and ears to hear is because they're not following God. They're not connected to the vine. Therefore, they will be blinded and deafened by the idols that they follow. Science, pharmakia, their doctor.
Bless it's not even people. Science. It's bastardized science. It's just bastardized. They can't even prove it.
It's devil science. It says, "Blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. Trusting in man is a snare." So the reason why we have disease today, the global population is infected and injected with biowarfare. Going back to the 1940s and the polio shot, it was all a lie. All the ingredients told you what was in it. And it's a witch's cocktail of pharmakia, the sorcery, the witchcraft, the blood, the flesh and blood, and the lungs that would have held the breath of God. the blood that cries out to God is in these vaccines.
Absolutely. Now, Rachel, what we're going to do is we're going to give the people time to recover. We're going to go for a break right now. When we come back, we're going to be talking about solutions. Please join us, TNT Radio Live. I'm your host, Kate Shimarani, talking to Rachel Seller, the forensic nurse on TNT Radio Live. Join us in a minute.
Give me a minute with TNT Radio's Steve Malzberg.
On Monday, the Durham report dropped, and here's some of what it said. The FBI used raw, unanalyzed, and uncorroborated intel in deciding to go forward with its Trump-Russian collusion investigation. There was significant reliance on investigative leads provided for or funded by Trump's political opponents. Well, you would think that's pretty bad. What an indictment, right? But don't tell that to MSNBC's Joe Scarborough.
4 years, millions and millions of dollars, and nothing to show for it, but some really bad, humiliating headlines from pro-Trump newspapers. Four years of nothing.
That's what you'd expect from the agenda-driven Scarborough, and it was parroted by most in the media. But get this from CNN's Jake Tapper.
The report is now here. It has dropped. And it might not have produced everything of what some Republicans hoped for. It is, regardless, devastating to the FBI. And to a degree, it does exonerate Donald Trump.
Proving that sometimes honesty just finds its way free from the ultra-left prison that more times than not keeps it under wraps. Thanks for giving me a minute. I'm Steve Malzberg for TNT Radio.
Imagine people driving through your workplace. Well, that's what road workers live with every day.
Clean up on aisle two.
So don't make it dangerous by driving carelessly through roadworks.
Three.
Look up, slow down, take care.
And four.
Because you wouldn't like it. Authorized by the state government, Perth.
Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk.
TNT Radio.
TNT Radio. A natural nurse in a toxic world. Kate Shimarani on today's News Talk Radio. TNT.
Today I have a wonderful guest, my good friend Rachel Seller, the forensic nurse. Well, the Lord gave us the herbs. That's what he gave us as medicine. And you know how you doctors out there, you like to pat yourselves on the shoulder with your peer-reviewed evidence-based studies from your bastardized science, and you like to quote your magazines. Well, come on, let's quote these magazines here. So in 2009 study of the Journal of Craniomaxillofacial Surgery, it showed that cinnamon was effective as an anti-infective. A letter to the editor in 1878 to the medical journal The Lancet indicated that during an outbreak of cholera, all cases survived through the use of cinnamon. It's an impressive claim since cholera had a very high fatality rate during the 1800s. And in 1889, Dr. Nags used a combination of ingredients, including cinnamon, with good outcomes in all 75 patients who suffered with bacterial infection, diphtheria. The therapeutic mixture was precipitated sulfur, chocolate powder, glycerin, and cinnamon water. What about 1899? Dr. C.G. Grant observed that cinnamon protected from malaria. The people that were in the cinnamon fields collecting it didn't get malaria. He recommended it for intestinal problems, typhoid, and influenza. And cinnamon is recommended as an internal antiseptic by Dr. C.G. Grant, British Medical Journal. And what about in 1907? Dr. Ross reported on his use of cinnamon oil for 16 years to help patients recover quickly from influenza. Weeks of illness from flu were reduced to 3 or 4 days. You see, it's already there. It's already written. But along came J.D. Rockefeller and all the poison that followed, and he bought into the whole medical industry. And you are nothing more than a cash cow. That's exactly what you are. They want your body. And even in the UK, dead, you're only worth 487 quid to them. But you add that up, you kill enough elderly, that's a lot of lolly. So, Rachel, let's start talking about solutions. Like I've just mentioned here, you and I both, and incidentally, you know, you're out there, all you trolls going, oh, she's not a natural nurse. Look, it's about natural solutions, and my makeup is non-toxic. It's about natural solutions, and that's what we are talking about. And let me tell you, fellas, if you saw Rachel Seller, she's absolutely stunning, stunningly beautiful, and eats all natural and everything else, and we're living testimony to it. So, Rachel, let's talk solutions. What are you going to tell us here? Because I know, like, we've got Kerry Rivera coming on as well, talking about chlorine dioxide. But let's start talking about solutions. What can people do to detox?
Well, it's important that you get prepared. And chlorine dioxide is very important to have that, you know, so that you can have clean water when they shut the power off. You can go to kvlab.com and order the chlorine dioxide kits with the hydrochloric acid and the DMSO. That's dimethyl sulfoxide. That's a natural sulfur compound to cleanse your blood. The population is largely infected with Lyme disease, parasites, mold, all kinds of different things from the vaccines. So it's important to do a parasite cleanse twice a year. You can check out allaboutneem.com and put in coupon code Nurse Rachel to save. You can order the neem leaves and make your own extract at home. It's really important to do parasite cleansing. You need to have diatomaceous earth. This is the silica powder that will flush out the parasites. But also you can get your tinctures, the wormwood, the black walnut hull, and the clove is a standard blend. You can get them at any parasite cleansing site. Let me think what else. I'm all about the neem right now. It's very important to have. You can order a bulk bag of 1,000 capsules. Start growing ginger. Start growing turmeric. Make your own medicine at home and cleanse your blood with the healing herbs. Grow oregano. Start planning things now. Let me think what else.
For people who are out there, you know, if you've got an organic shop near you, I'm actually drinking right now. I made with a distiller, I made an infusion teapot. I put an inch of ginger, an inch of turmeric. I grated it in. I let the water cool incidentally first. Then I put 3 lemons in there and I drink it as a tea and it's delicious. Then I retop it up and, you know, you can grow herbs anywhere, but if you don't want to do that, just do it like that. Just get it in you. What about garlic, Rachel? I know garlic's amazing. And incidentally, folks, there's another thing. I eat onions and garlic every single day. It's great. It's really good contraception, although I'm a bit old for that now, but keeps you single. Garlic and onion. You can, if you've got a cough, even slice of onion so you can see the rings, bit of honey, slice of onion, bit of honey, fill a jar, put the jar, pour water into it, store it for 24 hours. Then you just bring it out, take the onion out, 4 tablespoons, spread out during the day for an adult, teaspoons for a child. It's a great cough remedy. Onion and garlic, you should be eating every single day and it's so easy to grow.
Yeah, try pickling it. Pickled garlic is a great way to preserve it. This way you have medicine on hand. Don't wait. Get prepared now. Start making pickled garlic.
Apple cider vinegar. Yeah, apple cider vinegar for pickling folk. Order it bulk like the rest of us do. You can make it as well. I put 3-4 bulbs of garlic into a jar of apple cider vinegar and half flax oil, and I put it on my food.
Yeah, you could preserve it in honey. We need to start growing things. We're preparing for a shutdown here in the United States. Our southern border is collapsing. Get prepared now. Order Healthy Healing book by Linda Page. She's a naturopathic doctor. It's on Amazon. The 14th edition will give you protocols on how to heal. Please go to my website, theforensicnurse.org, under my protocols tab. The first couple of protocols are neurotoxin detox. This will walk you through step by step on how to cleanse your blood. But it's simple. Use herbs. Use the food that God gave us, like the garlic, like the honey, and start cleansing your blood. Ginseng, green tea, ginger, all of these things are going to be blood thinning, anti-cancer. Grow everything that you can. And definitely order chlorine dioxide, again, because it's not just for blood cleansing. There's also a doctor that I just found out about, Dr. Haresh. If you go to alive-healthy.com, this will give you all the chlorine dioxide protocols. Dr. Haresh has been curing HIV by doing intravenous chlorine dioxide drips, and he has his protocols listed.
So. Excuse me, COVID. Anyway, of course, it's not, folks. It's never been isolated in humans. It tells you on the government website, not from human isolate. Just to say here, look, in 1901, Professor McLean promoted the idea of using apple cider vinegar 3 or 4 times a day to protect a person from contracting smallpox. Any person who's been exposed need have no fear of smallpox. He will take 2 or 3 tablespoons of pure apple cider vinegar 3 or 4 times a day. The discussion may now be regarded as closed, and smallpox at last is conquered. And for all you minions out there, you trolls, these are all referenced. So when you say, give me your sources, no, go do your own research. I'm not your bitch. I'm not out there, you know, doing the research for you. I've done mine. I've got a whole collection of books here. Go do your own and come back and prove me wrong. And until then, zip it. We're not interested. We're about solutions. So Rachel, when we're talking about chlorine dioxide and DMSO, Jim Humble, of course, they all got into lots of trouble. Mark Grennan's in jail for it. But I know for a fact that the Christian missionaries were clearing malaria in a couple of hours with chlorine dioxide and DMSO. And what is that? It's a parasite. It's interesting, isn't it, that they released a lot of the genetically modified mosquitoes out there. Was that something to do with Gates? I can't remember. I've heard so much now, I've kind of switched off. Bats will typically eat. They will eat mosquitoes. We're forbidden in scripture to eat bats. And yet they remove the bats from the mosquito-ridden areas. Are you seeing it yet? Are you seeing it yet? That's exactly what they're doing. But that's why we don't eat bats. So when you see all these places where they're eating them and bat wing soup or whatever, well, what can I say? And also in all these times, the pigs, the swine, it's full of parasites. That's what they do. They eat all the garbage. That's why we're also told in scripture not to eat the pig. So Brits love their fried breakfast and black pudding, which has got blood. That's what it's made from, blood. And people are eating that. So literally digging your graves with your knives and forks, folks. That's what you're doing. Rachel, what are you telling us about DMSO and chlorine dioxide? Give us a bit more information on that.
Well, DMSO is a natural sulfur compound. And if you go to kvlab.com, you can read about it. You can order your kits. This is something we also use intravenously. So it's a blood cleanser. And it's going to drive the chlorine dioxide deeper into the cells, into the blood for cleansing. DMSO is a driver. But one quick thing I forgot to mention is the 1 Minute Cure book. This teaches you how to use food grade hydrogen peroxide 35% as a drop protocol. And I have protocols on my website. But
I've got that book. This is what we're planning. We want all the nurses to know this. And this is, you know, Rachel and I know each other long before COVID-Con. We go back before this, folks. And this is what we're trying to bring together. So nurses, that book I can absolutely recommend. It's one of my books in my armory. And, you know, people, what do you say to people that are afraid to take this? We're not telling anyone. We're not giving you medical advice out here. We're telling you what we do. I personally take chlorine dioxide and DMSO. And when you have a good old flu outbreak and your nose is snotting and everything else, that's your body detoxing. Your snot is a detergent. Don't try and suppress your snot. You need to get it out. Don't swallow it. That's why you get sick when you swallow it. Blow it out. And I can tell you right now, most people with aggressive cancer, when you ask them, when did you last have flu? They haven't had it for years and years. It's your body's way, just like the leaves fall off the trees. It's cyclical. You're supposed to have a flu. It's cyclical. And yet they tell you it's not normal. It is normal. What do you think about that, Rachel?
This is how we build immunity. When Indians lived together in tribes and communities, everybody was communing together. And this is how we're built to be sick and exposed to microorganisms. That's how it's supposed to be. And so again, when people were operating in a spirit of fear, they put their trust in these devices, and it was a snare. It was a trap. Everyone has been injected and infected with these bioweapons. And here's the proof here. Look at a drop of blood under the microscope. Everybody can get a dark field microscope and start playing with it. Look at the blood, and it's all there. You'll see the mold. You'll see the parasites. You'll see the heavy metals. You'll see everything that's making people sick today.
Absolutely. What would you say to parents who've had their children vaccinated with all the regular, I'm saying regular, there ain't nothing regular about that garbage that you ignorant, bastardized science, drug pushers are advocating people get their kids injected with? There's nothing regular about it. But what would you say to those parents who've done that with their children? So what can they do?
So the Bible tells us that in the end, people would give way to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. This is devil science, brothers and sisters. And I was that nurse at 18 years old in the Navy, injecting those babies with the cancer cell line. It was all a lie. So the best thing, I mean, you said Carrie Rivera's coming on. The best thing that I would recommend is blood cleansing for everybody. And chlorine, the autism parents are using chlorine dioxide for their children to recover them from autism, because autism is a misnomer. Okay. They're vaccine injured. They've been infected with poison. That's the reality. It was all a lie. So you've got to kill off the fungus. You've got to kill off these viral things that they've injected into you and pull out the heavy metals. And everybody needs to be doing a blood detox. We've all been lied to. This was the sorcery that deceived all nations from the Holy Bible, Revelation 18:23. So it's time to wake up and understand vaccines are tools of Satan that defile the holy temple. And you are the temple. We've all been lied to.
I couldn't have said that better myself. I hope that, you know, people are taking note. This time is coming to an end. This time of the ruling, if you like, the ruling elite, the whole Rockefeller thing, it's all coming to an end. Eventually things go round and round. We're told, you know, oh, we're the only civilization, you know, we're so civilized now. You only have to look at paintings on the walls of old caves and even old buildings. They had earthing cables. They had plug sockets. We've been here before. We've all been here before, and we can get through this. And what's actually happening, if you've tuned in today to TNT Radio Live, it's the only real radio you should be listening to. You should be downloading the app. You've got the devil's tool. Use the devil's tool against him. You know, you should be listening just to TNT, where everything is, and coming to that Better Way conference, meeting me in the flesh, contacting myself and Rachel Seller. You can contact us at TNT. And also, like I say, as a nurse, we're going to be doing so much. And I've certainly asked Rachel to step in and help with us, because she's a force to be reckoned with. And God brought the two of us together before COVID. But you can turn this around. And this is why you're listening to this show. This is why you're listening and getting these things, because you know deep inside you is that voice that's saying something ain't right. Something ain't right. I could show you the thousands of emails I get, even from nurses from all over the world, who have said, you know, you're right. And I don't want to be right. I'd love to be wrong, but I knew I was right. And I knew when I got cancer 11 years ago that the way that they wanted me to go wasn't the right way for me. And that was the baptism to open my eyes. And then later was when I became a Christian, when that Holy Spirit, you know, entered me. Rachel, where can people get your services? For me, folks, you can find me. You can, you know, email TNT or naturalnurse@mail.com. You want to be a nurse? You don't need to be one of their nurses. We're going to teach you. You don't need to. Nursing's about looking after people in their best interests. It's not about coming in and just giving them loads of drugs and then giving them, you know, a stale white flour croissant, a cup of tea with white milk or coffee, white acid poison sugar, and then coming with another pharmaceutical drug a couple of hours later and tell them that's going to make them better. We're not talking about having a car accident. You know, if a truck rolls over you, it's not a herb might help your wounds heal. But we're talking about staying well. You are what you eat. Today's food becomes tomorrow's cells. No amount of exercise or pharmaceutical drugs are an offset for a poor diet. Rachel, where can we find you? What can people do?
I help people around the world reverse disease naturally at home, and you can reach me at theforensicnurse.org. In the meantime, if you'd like to schedule an appointment with me, just email me, And one quick thing I want to say real quick is get a bottle of turpentine. Diamond G products, that's pine resin straight out of the tree. It's a parasite killer and a candida killer, 1 teaspoon max dose a day.
Well, there you have it, folks. You've been listening to two real nurses, one blonde, one brunette. You don't need any others. We're enough for any man. Let me tell you, the two of us together are going to tell you how to reverse disease, avoid disease, and step forward into a brave new world. And it's not their utopia. We're quite happy in the Savage Reservation. You've been listening to TNT Radio Live with me, Kate Shimarani, natural nurse in a toxic world, and Rachel Seller, the forensic nurse. You have a good day.